Welcome to 30 and Counting. This is a microcast following my life from age 30 and beyond through technology, writing, to entering parenthood. Today, I want to talk about failure and how we adapt to unexpected changes. And what I want to use today to kind of put this conversation into is I'm going to talk about dinner last night. But I do have a disclaimer. My wife is an amazing cook. She makes all sorts of meals and dinners for our family and our friends. And so, you know, nothing in this discussion is reflecting on my wife's actual cooking skills. Sometimes when you try something new, things don't go the way you expect. So that's kind of the context of this conversation. So last night, my wife decided to try a new recipe. It was a chicken casserole, and we started eating it, and there was just this overwhelming flavor of mustard. She didn't put that much in. It wasn't like she messed up on the recipe. She put exactly what the recipe said, and logically, when you look at how much mustard is there compared to other ingredients, it makes absolutely no sense how much mustard we could taste, but it was everywhere. So eventually, my wife turns and looks at me, and she's like, I can't eat any more of this. And so, you know, I agreed, and we went ahead and we turned on some rice to see if we could mix some rice in with it, or we could just eat the rice as, you know, help fill us up since we didn't eat as much dinner as we expected. And something stuck out to me. Normally, you know, this is one of those unexpected moments in life, and sometimes that can frustrate people. It can cause issues. It can cause you to, you know, just kind of get thrown for a loop. But one thing that we have gotten used to in our family is when Ash tries a new recipe, we will talk about the recipe. We'll talk about, do we want this recipe again? If so, what did we like and not like about it? Like, what changes might we want to make next time? That way, we don't just introduce meals into our routine lineup that we don't like. So it's a really fun experience, and it's something we, you know, have really made into a tradition, and it's just part of the life cycle of our family. Well, so reflecting on that, as we were waiting for the rice to cook, we started talking about the things that we didn't like, mainly the mustard, and what ways we could change the meal in the future. And we actually ended up brainstorming a couple of different meals entirely. For example, it kind of reminded us of chicken pot pie. So my wife was thinking, well, she could change a couple of these things, mix a couple of these things in, and she could kind of have a chicken pot pie casserole that we could enjoy. You know, we also have another meal we like with pork chops and rice. So we were brainstorming, well, what if we removed this, this, and this, and then added rice? Like, maybe it would kind of be a chicken version of our pork chops and rice. So we just kind of brainstormed and came up with, you know, where one meal failed, we came up with ideas for a couple different meals. And I just think that that's a great analogy to how we should kind of deal with failure and change in life. You know, life is always going to bring unexpected change, things we don't expect. And I think, you know, if we can adapt to it and actually create more opportunities out of failure and change, I think that is, you know, huge. So, yeah, that just got me thinking yesterday, and I wanted to share with everyone and just wanted to brainstorm and challenge you to think about how do you deal with change and failure and what kind of opportunities could that mean if we take failure as an opportunity for something new? So have a great day. Thanks for listening. This has been 30 and Counting. You can find new episodes at 30andcounting.me. The theme music has been by Aaron Parecki in his 100 Days of Music project. You can check that out at aaronparecki.com. You can find more information from me at my website, eddiehinkle.com. Thanks for joining me, and have a great day.